Welcome back. Go ahead and take a moment to get settled into a comfortable, upright position. Just allowing the body to relax. Calm. Calm. Calming. Relaxing the forehead. Relaxing the jaw. Relaxing your fists and chest. And then just begin to notice the thinker. Notice thoughts as a kind of sixth sense. And pay particular attention to how you become identified with thoughts. How you kind of collapse into them. You know, that feeling of your world suddenly getting much smaller. And then notice how awareness is inherent in thinking. Now, talking to you, awake awareness, not the doer, but this spacious and pervasive, pure awake awareness, I ask that you unhook from the sixth sense of thinking and just step into the visual field, into just seeing. Awareness and seeing. Just allowing thinking to move to the background as you feel into the sense of seeing. Again, awareness and seeing. And just curiously noticing that when awareness isn't in the habit of blending or identifying with thought, just notice how there's much more space. And then again, just let awareness join with seeing. Neither focused on what you're seeing or who is seeing, but just seeing. Awareness and seeing. Now, notice how awareness can move itself without the thinker or the doer from seeing to hearing. Just hearing. Awareness. And hearing. So now seeing goes into the background. Thinking remains in the background. And hearing comes to the foreground. Hearing and awareness. Not focused on what you're hearing or who's hearing, just hearing. Awareness merging with hearing, like it does with thinking, but instead, awareness is merging with hearing. Without thought, without the need to analyze or understand. It's just alert and attentive. There's no hear or heard, just hearing. And if you want, you can close your eyes to really feel into that spacious awareness. So now, curiously, where is the hearer? Does there need to be a point of view that's a hearer? Or can there just be hearing? Hearing without a hearer. Isn't awareness perceiving equally everywhere and here? Not labeling or analyzing, but simply being effortlessly aware? Now notice how awareness can open into the space around, allowing it to move just a little way outside your body, and opening more if you're comfortable, and more, and maybe even opening boundlessly. And as awareness continues to open to space, it may help to be aware of the space in which sound is coming and going. So first, notice sound coming and going through the space. And then just be interested in awareness mingling with pure space. Contentless, timeless space. And see what it's like to feel and know awake space from the awake space. And then just rest as this thought-free, spacious knowing. Noticing how it's invisible or empty, but palpable. This no thing somehow has the quality of clarity, radiance, seamlessness, wholeness, awakeness. I'm just curious how you know. What's knowing? How does it know it's open? How does it know it's invisible? How does it know it's clear? How does it know without checking back with thinking or definitions? What is that not knowing that knows? That awareness that directly knows the awake space. That is the awake space. Just letting go a little bit more. Letting go. Letting go. Letting be. Unplugging from conditioning and any contents for a moment. Entirely open, free. So you can discover this dimension of reality, this dimension of your true nature that's unconditioned, limitless, unborn, and unformed, and yet alert. Feeling that it's not just nothing, but it's no thing that knows. It can be felt and known by itself, from itself, as itself. It's not just a void, but it's awake space. Again, how does it know itself? How does it confirm? How do you confirm your unbound and unconditioned existence? Is it imagination? Is it thought? Or is there somehow a direct knowing that you don't need to intellectually confirm? See if you can feel this knowing quality that has no thought, no color, no shape, no content. It's not really anything, but it's clear and awake and alert. Now, resting as this no thing, begin to notice the relationship between this awake space and the first movement of vibration, sensation, or energy. Noticing that awareness has the same taste, feeling that you're able to find this clear mind that's the same as aliveness. It's fully alive, but non-conceptual. Feeling that natural flow without the need to self-reference. You can even scan your body and mind to see if there needs to be a self-center in order to be embodied and interconnected. And upon not finding one, just let be. Rest as this peace of heart and mind, open and receptive and here. And from here, go ahead and welcome any parts that come up, just regarding them and acknowledging their effort to be helpful. And from this intuitive, compassionate wisdom, just regard them as children who are concerned, or maybe regard them as a child who now feels free and playful. But again, it's not about what's arising. It's about just being with what's here in a loving, unconditioned way. There's no need to analyze yourself or any parts. There's no need to put a story to your state of being. Again, just welcome all as children who need you to let them know what's true and what's real, which is just this wide open and boundless awareness that's holding, encompassing, and loving unconditionally each of them. May you truly be at peace. Until next time.